Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Oh, now I'm stranded on my own.
Stranded far from home. But come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Stranded, out of my home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And if you want to be among the first, well, I guess the first, to hear these bonus episodes, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Chuck Dolan, who told our producers, "Hey, Jim's from New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey." All right, Chuck, but what part of Jersey? Because there's like all that horse country with all the green. You got to remember, I'm from like the ass end of the Holland Tunnel. You know, I got to ask Chuck where he's from. Patreon supporters do help keep this show running. Thank you, all of you. The Desert Island Jukebox, Greg and I are constantly adding to it. We will never run out of timeless songs we want to share with you. I love these bonus podcasts because we get to do that. Give us a little hint, Mr. Kot.
Well, Jim, I want to pay tribute to an artist, like a graphic artist, who is, if you probably were into indie rock or independent music or metal in the 90s, you probably have a poster by this guy or have at least seen one. But I want to highlight another aspect of his incredible life.
I know where you're going. I'm very excited to get there. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. All right. We want to hear, Greg, about where you're going. And you got to leave a little hole for me to add something. I'm very excited. And this is a sad loss.
Sure is. Frank Kozik, the great graphic artist, died at the age of 61 on May 7th. You know, there's a generation of people out there who may know him because he created the collectibles company, Kid Robot, and those Labbit characters, you know, the vinyl smoking rabbits, remember those?
Right.
And, you know, connections with DC and Marvel Comics, obviously, who's revered in that community. The poster art, like I had mentioned, he basically, every band who was indie, underground metal. They wanted a Kozik poster. You know, he documented so many of these bands. Virtually every show that I went to at Lounge X, it seemed like there was a Kozik poster associated with it.
That bold, graphic, super colorful comic book. You know, taking Lichtenstein, I think, into a new generation and a new aesthetic.
Oh, absolutely.
And a little evil. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, I got to talk to Kozik a few times at South by Southwest. And, you know, one thing that became very apparent, if it wasn't already, what a huge fan he was of this music. It wasn't just a gig. It was like, I love these bands. I love this style of music. So metal, hard rock, you know, anything underground, anything indie, you know, he was there. So he starts this label in the mid-90s, Man's Ruin. And it becomes basically the touchstone for stoner rock, among other things. I mean, every stoner rock band, you know, seemed to record for that label at some point, in addition to countless other bands. He was doing poster art for every band you could name, as well as Pearl Jam, The White Stripes, Beastie Boys, Green Day.
Well, the Nirvana images are immortal. Like, I was almost angry. You jumped on this and said, I'm going to pay tribute to Frank. The cover of my book, Milk It, my collection of writing about the alternative era, Frank licensed us that image. One of his best posters. I've got it in the library over there. And what an honor to have a book with a Kozik cover.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, more than 200 recordings on the Man's Ruin label. I mean, like the fate of all indies, distribution went topsy-turvy when the 2000s rolled in. And he couldn't sustain it. But, you know, meanwhile, Caius, Queens of the Stone Age, Electric Wizard, Orange Goblin, Acid King,
clearly he
Nebula,
was,
the Melvins, they
you know,
were all
he,
on
he
that
made
label.
A lot of money, or some money, more money than the musicians were making at the time. He was making in the graphic art, and so he fostered the career of the music he loved.
Exactly. He poured the money back into the community that he was documenting with those amazing posters. So the records are out there on one side, and the poster art is there on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And let's put the two together and say, what an amazing life this guy had. You know, died way too soon. I just remember hearing that first Queens of the Stone Age record that Frank put out on Man's Ruin, the self-titled Queens of the Stone Age record. Josh Homme was kind of lost in the desert in a way.
Yeah.
Caius had broken up, and, you know, what do I do next? And he reinvented himself and his music. Basically created a stoner rock version of krautrock with Queens of the Stone Age, an amazing combination of sounds, that trancy, danceable vibe that he was bringing to, you know, this heavy music. So I'm going to play the first track on the first album that he put out with Queens of the Stone Age, which Frank Kozik put out on his label before it got licensed to other people. Queens of the Stone Age, Regular John from 1998 on Sound Opinions. Regular John from Queens of the Stone Age in tribute to the man who put that record out, Frank Kozik, on his Man's Ruin label. What a loss to the community, dead at the age of 61.
Well said, Greg. A great tribute. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.